जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी, विष्णुपाद पुरम से प्रभुराज आचार्य सुप्रसिद्ध श्रीमद एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की, रामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद की, श्री श्री राधारास ललिता विशाखा की, श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण की, श्री श्री गौर निथाय की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की, ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट नंबर 33। त्वं कुरु मया आदिष्टं अप्रमत्तः प्रजापते मा आदेशकरः लोकः सर्वत्र आप्नोति शोभनम्। तत्त्वं कुरु मया आदिष्टं अप्रमत्तः प्रजापते मदादेशकरो लोकः सर्वत्राप्नोति शोभनम्। तत्त्वं कुरु मयादिष्टम् अप्रमत्तः प्रजापते मदादेशकरो लोकः सर्वत्राप्नोति शोभनम्। तत्त्वं कुरु मयादिष्टम् अप्रमत्तः प्रजापते मदादेशकरो लोकः सर्वत्राप्नोति शोभनम्। Matajis? Word to word meaning. Therefore, Tvam, you, Kuru, do, Maya, by me, Adishtam, what is ordered, Apramattaha, without being misguided, Prajapate, O master of the citizens, Ma, of me, Adeshakaraha, who executes the order, Lokaha, any person, Sarvatra, everywhere, Apnoti, achieves, Shobanam, all good fortune. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, my dear King, O protector of the citizens, henceforward, be very careful to execute my orders, and not be misled by anything. Anyone who lives in that way, simply carrying out my orders faithfully, will always find good fortune all over the world. Purport. The sum and substance of religious life is to execute the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one who does so is perfectly religious. In Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord Krishna says, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhaktaha, just think of me always and become my devotee. Furthermore, the Lord says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Give up all kinds of material engagement and simply surrender unto me. This is the primary principle of religion. Anyone who directly executes such an order from the personality of Godhead is actually a religious person. Others are described as pretenders, but there are many activities going on throughout the world in the name of religion which are not actually religious. For one who executes the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, there is only good fortune throughout the world. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Ramo, Hare Hare. So, here it is described in this chapter, Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena. Here we see the Lord's affectionate dealings with His devotees. The Lord, He is so affectionate towards His devotee that... when Maharaj Prithu, he was offering prayers to the Lord. Lord is so merciful towards him. That actually, even the demigods and the Lord also, they don't walk on the floor. They walk 1 foot above. They never touch the floor. They always walk above the floor. Even Yudhishthira Maharaj, he always is so religious. He was always walking 1 foot above. And it is described that when Lord ordered him to tell a lie, and he had refused to tell a lie, that is why he had to come down onto the floor. Right? So this is the essence of this verse today, you know, following the orders of the Lord. So Lord actually he came down and then he was standing on the floor being so overwhelmed by seeing the love of ecstatic loving devotion service of Maharaj Prithu. Then Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he explains that actually he was standing and then he is keeping his one shoulder on Garuda, resting on shoulder. So the Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that Lord is so overwhelmed that he was afraid that he would fall off because he is not accustomed to standing or walking on the floor. So that is why he is taking the he is resting on one shoulder on Garuda. So these are the dealings of the Lord with his pure devotees. So here it is described that the Lord is actually ordering the essence of all scriptures he is giving here, that my dear king, O protector of the citizens, henceforward be very careful to execute my orders and not by misled by any other thing. So we all came here in Hare Krishna movement. We assemble here. Our only goal is to attain, develop attraction for Krishna. Develop attraction for Krishna. So in this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described that the essence of all Vedic literature, they are described in three things: Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. So in the beginning, we must establish our relationship with Krishna. Then we must execute devotional service, the principles of sadhana bhakti. And then prayojana, the ultimate goal of life, that is love of Krishna. Right? In the sambandha, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explains that ekala Ishvara Krishna arasabha bhrutya jivera swarupahai krishnera nityadas. The constitutional position of a living entity is to be an eternal servant of Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, Ishvara Krishna is the only master and everybody else is his servant. So this is the essence. So like in one devotee was explaining that how there are three things, four things: Gatir Krishna, Patir Krishna, Matir Krishna and Ratir Krishna. So this should be our goal. So in the beginning, our goal should be, our ultimate goal is to Gatir Krishna. Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi Nivasham Sharanam Surut Prabhava Pralayasthanam Nijanam Bijamavyayam. Krishna says, Gatir Krishna, I am the goal. Right? So people in this world, they are very busy, engaged in materialistic activities. But they do not understand, Ayur Harati Vaipumsham. Each day, our life span is being reduced. So, as soon as we take birth in this world, death sentence is pronounced on us. It is just like somebody is tied a noose around our neck and then we are pushed off from the cliff, from the top of a cliff. Then it is a free fall. So while falling, we may get some happiness, little bit, joy. Sometimes in foreign countries, they have all this, rafting and they do all these things, They fly off from the cliff, by parachute and all that. Paragliding, adventure sports, right? They fall off, So they get some pleasure. We are also like that only in this material world. We are pushed off, from the cliff with a rope around our neck. So why? Bungee jumping, whatever. So many things. So then what happens when the rope becomes very straight? we lose our life. It's like that, in this material world. Each day passing. Once some yogis, they came to meet Srila Prabhupada. you know. And then he said that they were there. The purpose of that seminar is to how to make this world a better place to live. So he said, Swamiji, please come and address. So Srila Prabhupada told them that your plan is just like, you know, you go to a stool room and then you put incense and then you put some room freshener and all that so that you don't get bad smell. It is like this, you know, this material world is meant for suffering, you know. So why you people are foolish, you know, why you want, how you can make this place a good place to live, you know. Then they were all shocked. They didn't say anything, you know. So Prabhupada looked at their face and I think for today this dose is enough. And then they all went off, you know, like that. So we are actually hoping against hope, thinking that we'll become happy in this world. But as old age is approaching, then we get all kinds of sufferings. That is why it is said that in youth, one is interested in long hair, right? In youth, one is interested to have long hair. But in old age, one is longing for hair. Right? All the hair goes off. And then we have to apply all that amla and all that, so that we don't lose our hair. Right? So in youth, we are interested in Rolling Stones, you know, all the rock music and all. But in old age, we are worried about kidney stones. Right? We are worried about kidney stones, like that. So that is why Srila Prabhupada, he is the only personality in this, that he went around and told everybody that this place is a place of suffering, dukkalayam, ashashvatam, and no gentleman. This world is not a fit place to live for any gentleman. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati used to say that. So that is why Krishna is saying here that the essence of all religious principle is to serve Him, carry out Krishna's orders. Right? So our goal, Gatir Krishna, our goal should be Krishna. Right? So when Ajamila, past time we see that how he, when he saw all these when he chanted Narayana, you know, when he saw being afraid of Yamadutas, then he immediately chanted Narayana. Right? One devotee is explaining that Yamadutas, you know, three people came, right? Mind, body and soul, right? Three people. So when Ajamila chanted Narayana, right? Four syllables. So four Vishnudutas came. Right? Four Vishnudutas. Once he chanted, like that. So they were having discussion, Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. And then Vishnudutas defeated Yamadutas, right? So Ajamila, he was observing all this, conversation and all. And then he was very attracted by the beauty of Vishnudutas. And then Yamadutas have left, and then Vishnudutas also blessed him and they went away. Then he got a second chance. So Ajamila, he was thinking that who are these beautiful personalities, that I want to see them again, I want to serve them. You know, that they have given me one more opportunity to serve Lord Vishnu. So he understood that my aim, my goal now is to serve Lord Narayana. Like that, devotees also, they are like Vishnu Dutas going around everywhere and informing people that, your goal is to worship Krishna, to serve His orders. Right? Once there was a terrorist, right? PLO, Palestine Liberation Organization, right? So PLO. So he was a very dreaded terrorist in that organization, and then he fell out with Yasir Arafat, and then he fled to Greece. So one day, he was sitting in a restaurant, bar and restaurant, and he was drinking wine. So in front of him, there is one more person. He was also drinking wine. And then this terrorist, he asked, so this other person, he is having one magazine. You know, one magazine. And then this fellow, terrorist, asked him, what is this book? You know, oh, this is, you know, Back to Godhead. Yeah? Back to Godhead. You read, it is a very nice magazine. You please read it. You know. So, in so just imagine, you know, he read that magazine in a drunken stupor. And then he became very influenced. And then that other person, he said, he asked the other person, how do you know? Oh, I was with, previously I was with Hare Krishnas. I lived in those temples. Now what are you doing here? No, I left it now. I am not following anymore. So, upon hearing, getting the advice from a drunkard devotee, you know, his mind has changed. Then he immediately went to temple in Greece. Then he said, I want to join your temple. Then the devotees asked him, what is your background? My background, I was a member of PLO. We are already having trouble with the government. If when they hear that, you know, we have taken a terrorist, you know, in our organization, they will completely finish us off. You know, they will you know, chase us away from this country. Then he said, see, one of the principles they teach us in a terrorist organization is determination. You know, I am very determined. I will join this unless you take me in this temple. I won't move out from here. So he went inside a bathroom toilet and locked himself. And he said, unless you say yes, I am not going to come out. You know, then somehow after 1 or 2 hours, they relented. Said, okay, come. You know, when they opened the door, they had a shock. He already shaved his head. He already shaved it. So this is, this is actually great, you know, boon of, you know, devotees going and preaching to the people. That, you know, sometimes, you know, even if you are not pure, if our message is pure, people are getting influenced. Right? People are getting influenced. Right? So sometimes we go out to the various places and preach, and sometimes, you know, even authorities, they ask, what is the result you are going so many places, you know, and preaching? Where are the devotees? Right? They also ask, we are distributing so many books, where are the devotees? But actually, we should not think, you know, that when we go out and preach, we should not expect that immediately one will become a devotee and chant 16 rounds and surrender. So each devotee, whenever we do some program, anywhere, you know, we are planting a seed of devotional service. Right? It is eternal knowledge. So we should not become disappointed, aray, we went to a program and nobody became a devotee. No, he already planted a seed of devotional service, and in due course of time, it will fructify and one day he will become a devotee. Right? So we should not think that, you know, as soon as we go out and preach, somebody should become a devotee and surrender to me and all that stuff, right? So in third kind of Bhagavatam also, demigods are praying to the Lord that, oh my dear Lord, your lotus feet are like a nest, and your instructions in Vedas and all, they are like birds. So the devotees, we should, just like the birds, they take shelter in the, you know, nest. In the same way, we should take shelter of your instructions. You know, your instructions. So that our lives will become perfect. So if we don't, just like once, journalists are asking Prabhupada in America, that Swamiji, what is your opinion about all these Swamis? You know? So Prabhupada said, they are all nonsense. You know, No, if you say simply like this, it's not enough. You please elaborate. Then Srila Prabhupada replied, they are all rascals. So, when we go out and preach, you know, like in 91, 92, when I used to come, this time, nowadays preaching has become very diluted, you know. But that time we used to preach very strongly, right? Very strong preaching. Then sometimes we used to repeat, Prabhupada used to say they are all scientists and rascals and all that. So sometimes we use in Bhagavatam in classes also, they are all rascals and all. So people would object, you know, why you know, because Mayavadis and all, you know, they are very always smiling and all that. So Shanta, you know, wow, you know, people were, some of the students in college, and they would be very shocked. Why your Guru Maharaj is always calling rascal, rascal? You know, it's a bad word in India. But actually, we found out from dictionary, rascal means one who disobeys. Right? So one who disobeys the instructions and orders of Krishna is a rascal. So that's why Prabhupada said, all these Swamis and all, Prabhupada said they are all rascals. Why? Because they disobey the orders of our instructions of Krishna, and they preach against his instructions, and you know, mislead people. Right. So this is from 10th canto Bhagavatam. We learn, you know, what happens if somebody disobeys the orders of Krishna, or the disobeys the orders of the spiritual master. There is one king by name Shatrajit. He worshipped Surya Bhagwan for many years. He performed severe austerities, and then he got a boon. You know, that he was given Shamantaka money. You know, Shamantaka jewel. Then Shamantaka jewel. When he was wearing it, the Shamantaka jewel is so powerful that every day it produces some 80 kilos gold or something. How much? 80 kilos? Some 80 kilos gold every day it produces. Every day. Just imagine, you know, 80 kilos gold. he was wearing it, and then when he entered Dwarka, all the Dwarka Vasis, they suspected that some Surya Bhagavan has come, or some demigod has come, like that, some Narayana has come, like that, and everybody was talking. So Krishna understood, and then Krishna informed them, no, this is Satrajit. You know, he got a Shamantaka jewel from Bhagavan, Surya. So he was wearing it, and that is, you know, very effulgent jewel. Then when Shatrajit met Krishna told him that actually, what, you know, Ugrasen Maharaj is the king here, so you give it to him, and then whatever gold you want, you take. You know, whatever you want, you take. But Shatrajit, you know, he was very proud. Said, "Are, I have performed such severe austerities and penances to get this jewel. So I got this, I did all these things to give it to Maharaj Ugrasen. I will use it myself." So like that, then he refused the orders of Krishna, and then he kept it with himself. You know, that it is said that sa yachito manim kvapi yadur ajasya shaurina naivartha kamai pradad yancha bhangam atrakayam. He said sa yachito manim kvapi. So when he was Krishna begged him, sa yachito, you know, you give it to me, you know, so that I will give it to Maharaj Ugrasen. But he was so much attached to his possessions, you know, that he refused to give, you know. So what is the result of that refusal of that order? He got killed, his brother got killed, you know, whole thing, you know, there's a big scandal it was. Right? It's a big scandal. That. Actually, that Shamantaka Mani is the cause of all good fortune. You know, all good fortune. But when Shatrajit refused the orders of Krishna, it became cause of all misfortune. All misfortune. In the same way, if you refuse the orders of to follow the orders of the spiritual master and Krishna, our lives will become inauspicious. Lives will become inauspicious. So that is why Srila Prabhupada constructed all these temples, so that people will come and give association to other people, so that they take association from the devotees in this temple. So Prabhupada actually he was always saying that we should utilize all our energies, all our wealth and all our intelligence in the service of Krishna, right? So once Srila Prabhupada was joking with Bhagatji in Krishna Balaram temple, then Bhagatji, I can cook for 400 people in 1 hour's time, right? So Bhagatji challenged Prabhupada, you cannot cook. Prabhupada said, no, yes, I can cook for 400 people in 1 hour's time, right? They were having an argument. Prabhupada said, let us have a wager, let us bet 1 lakh rupees, I'll cook. If I can't cook, I'll give you 1 lakh rupees. So Bhagatji said, I will never bet with you, I will never put a wager with you. Said, why? Suppose if I lose, I have to give you 1 lakh rupees. Even if I win, you will say, donate to Krishna Balaram. So I will never put. So Prabhupada said, yes, that is correct. Yeah, that is correct. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada actually showed by his practical example that, how everything should be engaged in Krishna service. Like that. So once, like yesterday Gopal Krishna Maharaj was saying in the talk, that how devotees, ISKCON devotees, they were being called as CIA agents, right? Once Gurudas Prabhu had this experience that he went to some village near Mathura. So many people have gathered and they were all shouting CIA, 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 like that. So Gurudas Prabhu told, okay, stop. So CIA, once when Prabhupada was being questioned that Swamiji, your people are known as CIA agents, so Prabhupada asked them, which CIA agent wakes up early in the morning at 3:30 and attends Mangalarti? Right? Like that. So many people they were ridiculing Gurudas Prabhu. And Gurudas Prabhu told him that, then he said, see, he took out his pen, ink pen, and it was leaking. So he showed, so we came from America and your standard is manufacturing leaking pens. Do you think we came here to steal these inking pens and all? So we came here to steal two things. One is the holy name of Krishna, another is recipe for gulab jamun. Right? Recipe for gulab jamun. Like once Srila Prabhupada, he was there in London and he was talking to the journalists. And then Prabhupada said, see, British government, when they left, they looted India. They have looted India. All that Kohinoor jewel and all that, so many expensive things, that peacock singhasan and all that, they have forgotten to loot one thing, that is the most valuable thing. So because they have ruled us very nicely, as a gratitude, I came here to give them something which they have forgotten to loot. So they all asked, what is that? Oh, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Srimad Bhagavatam consists of the orders of Krishna. Many people, like in this verse it is said that one must follow the orders. Krishna is saying that you should follow my orders. You should follow my orders. Then how do we follow? because he is not present. Like Arjuna said, yata ichchasi tata kuru. Arjuna was arguing with Krishna in the beginning. So later on when he heard Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, then in the end he said, yata ichchasi tata kuru. Whatever you say, I will do. Yeah? Whatever you say, I will do. So, for us, how do we follow the orders of Krishna? Right? So the orders of Krishna are there, available from the lips of pure devotees of the Lord, spiritual master, and the instructions from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? Once in Srimad Ramayan, there is one very nice pastime. When Rama was exiled to the forest, Lakshman and Sita, they also said, we will come with you. Right? So Lakshman, he went to take blessings from Sumitra. Right? Sumitra. So the meaning of the word Mita means finite. So this world is actually, you know, finite world. So Mitra means one who delivers from this finite world is Mitra. So Sumitra means the best of Mitra. So Mother Sumitra, she is a right example for a best of mothers. Right? So she was not crying when Lakshmanji was going away. Like Mother Kaushalya, she was crying, you know, how can I live without you, you know, like that. But when Lakshman was, then Rama said, you know, you go and take permission from Mother Sumitra, you know. So he went, like, you know, Shankaracharya Sampradaya, it is, you know, compulsory that for any man to take sannyas, one must take permission from Mother. Right? So when Shankaracharya approached his mother, she refused, you know, my husband is not there. Yeah, who will take care of me? You know, who will take care of me? But Shankaracharya, he took sannyas at the age of 21 or something. He was very determined that to take sannyas. You know, then one day he went to the river to take bath. So one crocodile caught his leg. So he was shouting, "Mother, mother, mother!" So mother came. So mother, he said, I am dying now, at least now you give me permission to take sannyas. So mother said, okay, you know, it is my last wish, he said, you know, at least give me permission, you know, now at least in the mind I will take sannyas. Then she said, okay, I am giving you permission to take sannyas. Right? Then Shankara, that crocodile has disappeared. It is a, you know, drama pastime. And then he immediately went and took sannyas. Right? So in Vaishnavas we don't have that tradition. Ramanuja, without taking permission from his wife or mother, he immediately took sannyas, right? Even Srila Prabhupada. Anyway, that's on our own topic. So, Sumitra, immediately, she was very happy. You know, she was very happy that, you know, Lakshman was going to serve Lord Ramchandra. You know, so very famous verse is there, that Ramam Dashradham Vidhi Mam Vidhi Janakatmaja Ayodhyam Atavim Vidhi Gachanti Tata Yatha Sukham. She was saying that Ramam Dashradham Vidhi. You know, you think that Rama is your father Dashrath. And Mam Vidhi Janakatmaja. Then you think that Mother Sita is your, it is me, it is your mother. Ayodhya Atavim Vidhi. Think that forest is Ayodhya. Right? Gachanti Tata Yatha Sukham. Go, my dear son. Go, you know. Live happily by serving Rama and Sita. By serving Rama and Sita. Carry out their orders always. Right? So, one more, the meaning of Dasha. One meaning of Dasha means bird. Ratha means carrier. So who is the, you know, the Ramam Dashradham Vidhi. You know, so you, Rama is Lord Vishnu, you know, who is actually, sits, who has a bird carrier. You know, Garuda. Right? So, Ayodhya means the place one cannot be conquered, that is Vaikuntha. You know, another meaning is Rama is Vishnu and Mother Sita is Lakshmi. Dashrata is actually bird carrier, his carrier is Garuda. So wherever they are, wherever Sita and Rama are there, that is your Vaikuntha. You go and serve them. Right? So Sri Vaishnava Acharyas, they glorify Mother Sumitra. That she is the best example for being a mother. That is the success of being a mother. That she would instruct her son, go and serve Krishna, go and serve Rama, go and serve Srila Prabhupada. So if somebody has got such a mother, that mother is the perfect mother. Perfect mother. Like Sumiti, she instructed Dhruv Maharaj, you go and serve Lord Vishnu, like that. So this is the essence, essence of all Vedic instructions is that to carry out the orders of Krishna, right? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructed Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, he was sitting there, and then because he was born in a Muslim family, he was not going to Jagannath temple for taking darshan. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come, who is Lord Jagannath himself, come every day to give his darshan to Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur protested that, my dear Lord, please don't touch me, I am born in a very low class family, like that. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, hundreds and millions of brahmanas, they reside in your body because you are the topmost Vaishnava. So he instructed him, you sit in this under this Siddha Bakula and chant every day 3 lakh names, and then from here you can have darshan of Lord Jagannath's flag chakra. That is not different from Lord Jagannath. So you take darshan from his flag. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Nityananda Prabhu, you go to Bengal and preach. So he instructed Rupa and Sanatana, you go to Vrindavan and you excavate pastime places of the Lord, and then you write devotional scriptures. Right? He instructed Raghunath Das Goswami that to set an example for a renunciant. Right? So they all followed orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the letter. So Haridas Thakur, he was not protesting. All of us, we are like that. So suppose if somebody tells me, you do deity worship, and then the authority, temple person says, tells other devotee, you do life membership preaching, or congregational preaching. Right? And then immediately, my mind will become attracted to congregational preaching. Then I will protest. Why I should only do this? Why can't I sometimes go out and preach also? Right? Because our mind is attracted to something which is told not to do. Right? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, they set a very good example. Right? So Haridas Thakur was following that. Sometimes out of love, they would disobey the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? One day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Sri Nityananda Prabhu that, my dear Nityananda, every year don't come to from Bengal. You are the most merciful personality, so you go and preach for 4 months, you come here and your time is wasted, so why don't you just preach there in Bengal, don't come every year. So Nityananda said, yes, I will not come. Then every year he would come. Nityananda would come. Sometimes that is out of love. We should not imitate such activities. Right? Like Gadadhar Pandit, he took Kshetra Sanyas. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going, and then Gadadhar Pandita going to Vrindavan. Gadadhar Pandita also said, I will also come with you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you don't come. You know, you have taken Kshetra Sannyas. You are supposed to be serving Tota Gopinath. So you please don't come. So Gadadhar Pandit said, I will come. So he was going. And then Mahaprabhu asked, why are you coming with me? I am not coming with you. I am going on my separate way. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they reached Katak. So he called Gadadhar Pandit. He said, you are actually breaking religious principles. You know, you have taken a vow that, you will, stay as, Kshetra Sannyas, Kshetra Sannyas means, like, there are many types of sannyas. One is Kshetra Sannyas. There are many devotees who have taken Kshetra Sannyas. They may be Gruhasthas, but they have taken a vow that I will not set foot outside Vrindavan or outside Jagannath Puri or outside Mayapur. They will never go out, whatever happens. That is called Kshetra Sannyas. So, Gadadhar Pandit said, let my vow of Kshetra Sannyas go to hell. Go to hell. Then Mahaprabhu asked, what about serving, Tota Gopinath? So you are non-different from Tota Gopinath. I will serve you. So Mahaprabhu said, no. They will imitate you. You are setting a wrong example. So you go back. So if you don't go back, then I will never talk to you again. Like that. So Mahaprabhu left him there and then he proceeded. So like that, out of intense love, sometimes some devotees, they may do otherwise. Otherwise in general, we should follow the instructions of the Lord. Right. So like that, this is the essence of the this verse today, that my dear king, O protector of the citizens, henceforward be very careful to execute my orders and not be misled by anything. Anyone who lives in that way, simply carrying out my orders faithfully, will always find good fortune all over the world. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions, comments?
With all respect to Srila Prabhupada, I would like to ask one question, that he used to refer himself as the servant of the servant of the servant of Lord. Then why we are addressing him as Swami?
Swami means
master,
master of the senses. He is Goswami and we are, at least I am Godasa. Godasa means servant of senses. Prabhupada is Goswami because he is servant of a master of senses. That is the meaning of...
Not the relationship of master and disciple or master and servant.
No. All the spiritual masters, like when devotees would go and offer obeisance to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he used to say, Dasosmi, I am your servant. Right? So all the spiritual masters, they think that, I am a servant of my disciple. Very good.
Prabhuji, how to be consistent in one's devotional service? How to be consistent in sadhana?
How do we be consistent in devotional service? Once one brahmana went to Maharaj Janaka and then he asked him same question, my mind is so always chanchala, how do we become consistent in my sadhana, in my devotion service? Janak Maharaj immediately became very angry. How dare you ask such questions to me? Said, you will be punished for this. Then he ordered the servants, policemen, keep one pot full of oil, filled to the brink. And he said, you have to carry this on your head. you know, on your head. And then even if one drop falls, they will whip you on your back. You know, he was very scared, and you know, he was carrying the pot. So on the way, very beautiful park was there, you know, and on, at one place, in another place, some dance show was going on by beautiful women. In another show, and in another place, very nice foodstuffs, you know, are being served, feast, big feast. You know, so he was carrying that oil. He was very scared. Even if one drop of oil falls, he'll be whipped. And if more oil falls, he'll be hanged to death. Right? So he was carrying. He was very careful. Then he was seeing, you know, all that, you know, stuff. You know, all this enjoyment, you know, amusement. But he was not attracted. He was only concerned about not dropping, you know, even one drop of oil. Right? So like that, see, he carried like that. Then after that, the test was over, Janak Maharaj fell at his feet. He said, please forgive me. You know, I am just giving a practical example, practical demonstration. So he was said, how are you feeling? What are your feelings when you are carrying that pot of oil? Said, my mind is so focused. You know, my mind is so focused that, you know, I am not attracted to all these amusements on the way, because I am very scared that, you know, I will be sentenced to death if more and more oil falls. Right? So Janak Maharaj explained to him that this is, you know, lesson to be learned, that, you know, if you see death always, you know, if you see death always, you know, that any moment it will come, then you will be very consistent in your devotional service, because, you know, you are very afraid of death, you know, then you are not attracted to all these enjoyments. So Prabhupada, you know, always used to say, my only problem, with my disciples is this, you know, they are not afraid of death. You know, they are not afraid of Maya. So if you think that I am going to die next moment, then, you know, one day I was some 5-6 years back, I was having some health problem. Many tests were done and it could not be diagnosed, like MRI, this and all that. So the doctor told, admit yourself in the hospital. I will take a small portion of your liver and test it for cancer, if it is, if any cancer is there, you know. As soon as I heard it, you know, immediately I developed cold feet. I thought I am going to die, you know. Because all of the tests it didn't show anything. So that means it's not getting cured. That means I've got cancer, you know. I was very scared. Then immediately I became very serious, you know. At least now onwards, I'll perform devotional service very seriously. Like that. So later on, unfortunately, it was found out that I didn't have. Then again, back to normal, you know, prajalpa and all. So, by the mercy of Krishna, if we are put into some troubles also, we forget. Because our mind, you know, is always attracted to enjoyment, sense enjoyment. That is why we become very slack. So one of the things Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Hrudaya Daurbalyam, weakness of heart. Because of weakness of heart, we become attracted to sense enjoyment. So when our mind is diverted, then you know, we become slack in our devotional service, right? So like we want to have both, you know. We want Krishna, at the same time we want Maya also, right? But we can't have both, you know, either Krishna or Maya, right? So in the beginning, Krishna may allow a little bit Maya also. So that way, but after some time you have to choose whether Krishna or Maya, right? Many devotees, after so many years, they go away, right? Why? Because they, when the choice is given, you know, strictly, you have to choose now, Krishna or Maya. Some people have chosen Maya. It's like that. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Prabhuji, this learning of Gita and Bhagavatam, so big 19 volumes, it requires the intelligence of a genius. So how many people can actually follow devotion in such scenario? Because it is a huge volume, even in any language, to understand, grasp it, make it part of our life and execute all the orders given in Gita and Bhagavatam, it requires definitely the intelligence of or mind of a genius. So how many people can cope up with this?
Prabhupada said, if you know three things, you know everything. Right? First is, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Second is, I am His eternal servant. Third is, I must serve Him all the time. If you know these three things, you know, you heard? Now you heard, you know everything. Right? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am His eternal servant. And I must serve Him all the time. If you know these three things, you know everything. That is the essence. So,
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, we went to bus party, means distribution, book distribution. Actually, in the one part of Maharashtra. So, I met one Gujarati fellow. He was a big businessman. So, I was explaining about that Bhagavad Gita. I was showing the pictures, Prabhupada's whatever mentioned that if you do some heinous activities, so Jamdutha will put him in, they will put him, you in the means hot oil, so you'll get this thing, that thing. So that fellow, he was very egoistic man, so he told, so do you means how come you know this means this thing will happen? Did you know means your Guru Maharaj already faced this problem? So how will you explain this thing like that? So how will you explain that?
See, there are those who are intelligent people, they learn from by hearing. Those who are foolish people, they learn through experience. Right? So we should tell them, we are intelligent people, that's why we are hearing from our spiritual master, from the scriptures. And, you know, we learn. And many people they ask, right? How do we know that, you know, hellish planets are there? You know, there are two answers for that. One is, you are already living in a hell, right? Bombay city, right, is a hell, you know. So what a hell means, you know, little bit more severe, but almost say it is like this only. You know, traveling in the trains, you know, packed trains and working hard, like that. One more example is given, that actually when a person commits sinful activities and goes to hell and he was given punishment, said, now we don't, who has seen hell, they ask like that. But actually when they give punishment, that pain is actually imprinted on our consciousness. And then when you go through this lifetime, so many lifetimes, and then repeatedly, so you know, the sufferings are imprinted on our consciousness. This pain is imprinted on our consciousness. We reach a stage one day that I will say, okay, no more suffering. I can't suffer anymore. And at that time you will ask, you know, I don't want to suffer anymore. You know, what should I do now? No? So when that question is asked in your heart, then immediately you will meet spiritual master. So that is the purpose of giving punishment to the souls in hellish planets. You know, that again and after suffering again and again, you cannot take any more. So that is the purpose of giving. So either way you can learn.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Guruji, the question is, as you mentioned, there are two ways of learning, but even the way of experience, I mean, it's my understanding that even by experience, you cannot learn anything about Lord. By experience, you can only at the most come to the point that this world is not a worthy place for any gentleman to live.
That
otherwise,
is the purpose.
The process of learning is only happening through by the process of listening. That's the only way.
So you must see, many, like before reading Srila Prabhupada's books, None of us we knew that this world is a place of suffering. Only when we understand, when I started reading Srila Prabhupada's books, then only I understood, hey, Bapre, yeah, this is a place of suffering, you know. That is why Prabhupada again and again repeatedly was writing in his books that this world is a place of suffering. So when you reach that stage, then only you will ask, now where should I go? Because Anandamayo Abhyasat, I want to be happy. So where should I go? You know, where should I go to get happiness? Then when you read Srila Prabhupada books, you will understand. Srila Prabhupada was asked, what is your mission? Why did you come to America? Prabhupada told, I want to inform people that God is alive and you can live with Him. So this is my mission. So by asking this question, then further things will happen. If you read that, if you listen to the Brihat Mridanga Prabhu's that yoga leader, it is very nicely explained by him that how, you know, in the beginning, you know, no faith in the scriptures. Then you do some karmakanda, then you get some result. Then you develop faith in the scriptures. Then you worship demigods, and then you go to demigod planets. Then you enjoy there. And again going and coming down, going and coming down. Then one day you will ask, are this heavenly planets also are temporary. I want a permanent place. What should I do? Then you will stop karmakanda. Then you will go to jnana. Then you will, from there also you will fall down. Then you will go to bhakti. Like that, you know, it's a yoga ladder. But here in this Kali Yuga, direct lift is there. You don't have to go through all these stages. Right? Like that goldsmith and iron, no? What? Blacksmith. Right? Blacksmith means check, one shot. Right? Goldsmith means slowly you sour process is one shot.
But then devotee, as she mentioned in the third canto, that one who actually performs the devotional service, he actually already passes through all these different stages and then only comes to this platform. Means in third canto, 26th chapter.
But in our case, it's not true.
Means how we can be sure of that?
Huh? See, those who are performing jnana and all, they are you free from sinful activities before coming to Krishna consciousness? At least I was not free.
No, what I am telling, okay.
Are you free?
Well, I can't.
I'm also not free. So we are committing sinful activities. That means we are not practicing any yoga and all that. That's why this question was asked to Prabhupada. What is that? In 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita, it is there, right? That, when all the pious and impious activities are finished, then you will become my devotee. What is that verse? Teshantu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva moho nirmukta vajante mam dudavrata. So Sri Prabhupada, what good karma we had? Americans asked Prabhupada, what good karma we had that we are performing devotional service? Prabhupada said, you didn't have anything. I created your good fortune. You didn't have any good fortune. I have created your good fortune. So this, we are able to become devotees not because we have performed some yoga in our last life and all. We were able to perform devotional service purely by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and devotees. Yeah, otherwise, if you had a history of performing yoga and all, we will not, you know, commit sinful activities like we did. Maybe one or two, maybe, but not, our lives were full of sins, right? Previously coming to Krishna consciousness.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, you said either you can live in material world or in spiritual world. Whereas I've heard one of the Prabhupada's lecture and he said, like, even when you're offering food to Krishna, if you are offering in the mood of, Krishna, you had given us everything, then he accepts. Otherwise, he doesn't. So in the same case, when we are in the material world and we are accepting and we are seeing everything in connection to Krishna, then how do you term that as?
Yeah. As soon as you are connected to Krishna, you are in spiritual world. As soon as you switch on the TV, then you are in the material world.
So even if you are with all, with the materialist and all like that, means like you are very much spiritualized.
Yeah. When you are honoring Prasad, then you are in the spiritual world. When you are in the temple, when your mind is in Krishna, you are in the spiritual world. But when your mind is attracted to sense gratification, that time you are in the material world.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.